We now rotate these structures in the positive y sense, as indicated by the xy coordinate axis in the lower left-hand corner. You should see the long end terminus of the new structure sweeping in front of the plane of the screen. If perchance the long end terminus of the new structure seemed to you to be going behind the plane of the screen, then your eyes are playing a perspective trick on you. And if the spirit seizes you, you should perhaps run the slide again. Hopefully your eye will see it right the second time. When we rotate 90 degrees thusly, the currently accepted crystal structure on top of the slide still looks unordered. But we see now that our new structure on the bottom is highly ordered, having the perfectly straight beta sheet we saw previously, which was illustrated in the atomic model shown in the slides above. This is essentially the only difference between the old model and the new one. We've remodeled the end termini. By the way, you might have also noticed that our end terminus includes a short additional alpha helix not found in the crystal structure. I refer to this as helix sub-zero for reasons I'll give later. By way of preview, I'll say that this additional helix solved a length mismatch problem which threatened to destroy the entire modeling project.